To change your life, you have to change yourself. To change yourself, you have to change your mindset. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, we learn some simple but effective mind tricks you can use when you need to change your mindset. Enjoy.
Mind trick number 3, buy tickets. This is something I say to myself because a old mentor of mine said this to me one time. I was a maybe 24, 25-year-old man, and I was a member of Kiwanis. And if you guys didn't know, Kiwanis it's kind of like Rotary or Lions Club. It's a nonprofit organization that's dedicated towards service in the community. And I was in Kiwanis, and I was the youngest one, hands down. Like in the room, we'd get together every single month on a Tuesday, and we'd have lunch, and we'd have a speaker in, and then we'd talk about a volunteer project we were going to do that month, and that was kind of how it went in Kiwanis for me. And so, but in my room, I was 24 or 25, in the room every Tuesday, when we got together, everyone else was older. I mean, they were like 50s and 60s and 70s older when I was 20. I was the youngest person in the room every single time. And I remember I was having a particularly challenging time because I was thinking about quitting my job, but I was scared because I hadn't saved any money. I didn't know exactly what I wanted to do. I just knew that I knew that the job wasn't the thing at the time, but I didn't know what it was. And so I was scared to make the leap. And I was kind of struggling with some existential stuff because, you know, it had been 4 or 5 years. I hadn't had a girlfriend, and it was just frustrating. I was like dating, but I just wasn't making real connections when I was dating, and I was just unhappy in that part of my life. I didn't know what I was doing with my career. I didn't have a significant relationship. I was like, oh man, I didn't feel good. And so I was having a really down day on that particular Tuesday. And I went in and I was sitting next to this guy, and he was one of the awesome Kiwanians who was there. And he was, I think he was probably 59, 60 years old. He was in banking. Very successful, wealthy guy, happy, just, he was like a happy-go-lucky grandpa type, you know, just a good dude. And I'm just kind of listing off to him all these things that suck, you know? And he says, well, what are you doing about it? And I said, well, you know, and he says, well, I bet, I know what's going on. He says, you're going home, you're probably watching too much TV, drinking too much beer, and sitting alone too often. Or you're going out and not having any fun, and da-da-da, and we're just talking. My mode was, I go inside, so I kind of pull away from people when I'm unhappy. And so I was like, yeah, I kind of pull away, and I'm in my house. And he says, well, I know how to solve your problem. I said, oh, what is it? He goes, buy tickets. I'm like, buy tickets? What do you mean buy tickets? He goes, I want you to open up the paper. Remember the papers? So he says, I want you to open up the paper, and he goes, I want you to see what's going on in your town. And I want you to buy tickets to whatever's coming up the next 7 weekends. Is there a symphony coming to town? Buy tickets. Is there a ballet? Buy tickets. Is there an art museum? Buy tickets. Is there a concert? Buy tickets. And I said, what do you mean? I said, buy tickets. I want you to buy 1, 2, 3, 4 tickets. And I want you to take your friends, and I just want you to go. I want you to buy tickets, and I want you to go. And I'm like, what the hell does this have to do with anything I'm even talking about? He goes, just buy the tickets and come back next month. Tell me about the tickets. And I'm like, no. And he literally pulls out his wallet. And I'll never forget, he sets down 3 $100 bills. And he goes, buy the tickets. Here's the money. And I'm like, what are you even? And I was literally so frustrated. So long story short, I'll try to keep it shorter. But so I bought tickets. I got a symphony ticket. There was like a dance troupe in town or something weird. There's a Dave Matthews concert. And what else? There's one other thing. I can't remember what it was. There's something. I bought the tickets. I went with 1 or 2 or 3 friends and went to them. And the second, I remember the opening act for the Dave Matthews band started. And I was like, got it. Because sometimes when you're down and out, you got to get out and about. And so I was down and out. And he got me out and about. And then with your friends and you're socializing, and it's in a new environment, and things are happening, and my mind just started turning on again. I started getting all these ideas and these dreams that I don't know where they were. They weren't in my room. They weren't in my bed. These ideas and dreams, they weren't happening in my journal. The ideas and dreams, they weren't happening in my daily planner. It was like I was stuck there, so he moved me over here. Have you ever been like at a ballet or a symphony and orchestra, and you're just sitting there, and all of a sudden, you feel amazing. Like the music hits you, this idea comes in, and you walk out, and you feel amazing. Have you ever gone to a Broadway show? You went in, and you were frustrated and freaked out because all the horrible New York traffic, and all of a sudden, you laugh your ass off, and you leave the Broadway show, and you feel like $1 million. And now, no problem is going to slow you down. That's buy tickets. Buy tickets to the seminar, buy tickets to the event, buy tickets to the art museum, the ballet, buy tickets. And I mean, if you're down and out and your life sucks right now, go buy tickets for the next 4 weeks. And I promise you're going to be like, damn, buy tickets. That changed my life. Changed my life too. And I've learned ever since then, like if I'm down and out, it's like, buy tickets.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.